نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد continuing with العقيدة الواسطية of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And we reached the place in the book where Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah he discusses إثبات المشيئة والإرادة لله سبحانه, affirmation of will and wish for Allah the Exalted, affirmation of will and wish for Allah the Exalted. And again, the problem of the English language is that it is very ضيق, weak in terms of providing exact translations for the Arabic words. It is very weak as it pertains to providing exact translations for the Arabic words. But some of the mutarjimun, the translators, like for example our brother Abu Talha rahimahullahu ta'ala, chose these terms. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, yamshi huna bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But when we define them, the meanings will become even clearer. So, إثبات المشيئة والإرادة لله سبحانه وتعالى, affirmation and will, of will and wish for Allah, the Exalted. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned a number of ayat, a number of verses under this chapter. Firstly, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, قَوْلُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It was better for you to say when you entered your garden, that which Allah wills will come to pass. There is no power but with Allah. Surah Al-Kahf. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It was better for you to say when you entered your garden, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, that which Allah wills will come to pass. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is no power but with Allah. Likewise, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Surah Al-Baqarah. If Allah had willed, they would not have fought against one another. Look, these ayat, ikhwan, again, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has mentioned them to affirm al-mashi'ah, will and irada, wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first, it was better for you to say when you entered your garden, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, that which Allah wills, affirming a will for Allah, will come to pass. The second ayah, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, if Allah had willed, so affirming a will for Allah, مَقْتَتَلُوا, they would not have fought, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. But Allah does what He likes. But Allah does what He likes, what He wills. The third ayah is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. ماذا قلت؟
He said, there's no power with Allah, no power except. You said there's no power with Allah.
There's no power but with Allah. جزاكم الله خيراً. There's no power but with Allah. نعم. There's no power but with Allah. The third ayah, وَحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةَ الْأَنْعَامِ, lawful for you as food are all the beasts of cattle. إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ, except that which will be recited to you. إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ. But it is not lawful for you, the game that you kill or you hunt while in a state of ihram. Ihram, whether you are performing hajj or umrah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal commands that which He wishes, if you want to use yurid here, or that which He wants. Naam. So that was the third ayah. Shaykh al-Fawzani explained this, the first ayah that was mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. It was better for you to say when you entered your garden, that which Allah wills will come to pass. There is no power but with Allah. أي هلا إذ دخلت بستانك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. أي إن شاء أبقاها وإن شاء أفناها اعترافا بالعجز وأن القدرة لله سبحانه. So the meaning here, it was better for you to say when you entered your garden, that which Allah wills will come to pass. There is no power but with Allah. Meaning, if Allah wills, He will cause this garden to continue to remain. And if Allah wills, He will destroy it and make it perish. Acknowledging this individual, acknowledging his weakness, and acknowledging the perfect ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, meaning if Allah wills, He will make this garden remain, continue to remain. And if Allah wills, then He will destroy it and make it perish. So this individual acknowledged his weakness and he acknowledged the perfect ability for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He acknowledged that perfect ability belongs to Allah, the Exalted. قال بعض السلف, some of the Salaf have stated, and this is mentioned by Ibn Kathir, if you return to his tafsir, he mentions this, من أعجبه شيء فليقول ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Whoever is amazed by something, whoever likes something, then let them say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then let them say, that which Allah wills will happen, there is no power but with Allah. Why, ikhwan? Why do the ulama say that? Why should you say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ? Protection against what, Brother Abdul Majid? When the Salaf, they said, قال بعض السلف, some of the Salaf have stated, من أعجبه شيء, if somebody is amazed by something, meaning you like it, فليقل, then they should say, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. That which Allah wills will happen, and there is no power, there is no might but with Allah. فضل. العين, the evil eye. Some of the Salaf mentioned to protect against the evil eye. That if you see something from your brother or your sister that you like and you are amazed with, whether even it's about yourself or your family or your children. Some people misunderstand that. They think that they can't give their children or their family the evil eye. No. If you are amazed by anything, na'am, look, man a'jabahu shay, whoever is amazed by anything. And if you go back to Ibn Kathir, inshallah, if you bear with me a minute, I think Ibn Kathir, the ibara is awsa. The narration is a bit more detailed. Naam, Ibn Kathir, he said, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ, some of the Salaf have mentioned, مَنْ أَعْجَبَهُ شَيْءٌ مِنْ حَالِهِ أَوْ مَالِهِ أَوْ وَلَدِهِ فَلْيَقُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Whoever is amazed, whoever, they like it, they're amazed by it. Their own condition, their state. You're amazed by yourself. Look in the mirror. Or for example, your wealth. You're amazed by how much wealth you may have, or somebody else's. Or your children. Then let them say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. That which Allah wills will happen, there is no power but with Allah. To protect against what? The evil eye. May Allah protect each and every one of us from it. Because the evil eye is haq. It is true. Naam. And ikhwan, in the sunnah, if we were to look in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the sunnah? If you see something from your brother or your family or your sister, or even as it pertains to your own self, and you are amazed by it, you like it, what should you say? Based upon the sunnah, in order to prevent or protect yourself or someone else from the evil eye. What's the dalil? Huh? لكن ما هو الدليل؟ أين هو؟ إيش هو؟ ما هو الحديث؟
أظن أنا أذكر الحوض الحديث بل يقول أن رأى من أخيه شيء أعجبه فليبارك أو يباح.
نعم ده حديث of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم فضل الشاهد من الحديث. نعم as the brother he mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُم مِنْ أَخِيهِ مَا يُعْجِبُهُ." If one of you sees from his brother that which amazes him, that which he likes, that which amazes him, he likes it. Nam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "فَلْيَدْعُ لَهُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ." Then let him supplicate for him, for Allah to bless him. فَلْيَدْعُ لَهُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ. Then let him supplicate. Nam. There are slightly different wordings as well. Then let him supplicate for Allah to bless him. How do you do that? Say for example, you see something from your brother that you like. How do you do that? Allahumma barik alayk. Some people they say tabarak Allah. Tabarak Allah is praising Allah Azza wa Jal. You're not asking for Allah to bless the individual. Allahumma barik alayk, or that which is similar. Oh Allah bless, may Allah bless you, or the like of that, or what is similar to it. As for tabarak Allah, that's praising Allah Azza wa Jal. You have not supplicated for Allah to bless your brother or your sister or the object. No, la yanfa. Yani Allah alam. Allahumma barak alik. O ma ashbahahu. Naam. Even mabruk. Mabruk Shaykh Ubaid, go back and refer to the three fundamental principles. من حيث اللغة فيه ما فيه. يعني that people use it مبروك من حيث اللغة فيه ما فيه. Rather مبارك is the correct expression. Because مبروك is from باركة. And باركة means what? To kneel. نعم. So again, إخوان, الشيخ الفوزاني mentioned some of the salaf they have said based upon this ayah. Based upon the ayah, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It was better for you when you entered your garden, that which Allah wills will come to pass, there is no power but with Allah. So some of the salaf, they derive from that and they said, whoever is amazed by something, whether it's your wealth, whether it's your children, whether it's your own physical state, then let them say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. نعم. That's the first ayah. So in this ayah, we see the affirmation of what? Al-mashi'a lillah. Ma sha'a Allah. That which Allah wills, it will happen. Ay ma sha'a Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. What Allah wills, it will happen. And if Allah does not will it, it will never happen. Nothing happens in this universe except by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Understand that. Nothing occurs except by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Except with the mashi'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second verse that the Shaykh he mentioned, affirming for Allah, Tabaraka wa ta'ala al-irada. Remember we said, under this chapter, Shaykh al-Fawzan he mentions, Afwan, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah he mentions, affirmation of will and wish for Allah Azza wa Jal. The second ayah is also an affirmation of mashiyah and irada. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا. If Allah had willed, they would have not fought against one another. ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. But Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He does what He wishes. The meaning of this, as Shaykh al-Fawzan said, أي لو شاء سبحانه عدم اقتتالهم لم يقتتلوا. If Allah Azza wa Jal had not willed for them to fight, they would have not have fought. If Allah had willed for them to not fight, then they would have not have fought. لأنه لا يجري في ملكه إلا ما يريد. Because nothing happens in the dominion of Allah except what He wills, except what He wishes. سبحانه وتعالى لا راد لحكمه. None can repel His judgment. ولا مبدل لقضائه. Nor can anyone alter His decree. الله أكبر. The third verse that he mentioned, And again, ikhwan, a'udhu billah, look at the people of innovation. The people of bid'ah, some of them, they say that Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala, He does not will for them to fight. But they will to fight, and their will it overcomes the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. يَقُولُ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الضَّلَالِ Some of the innovators, they say, the one with the hoodie, ta'al, send them forward, جزاكم الله خيرا. Stand up and come forward, come to the front. Ta'al, don't sit together. Come forward. Shams, sit by Shams. Nah. So some of the people of innovation, they say, Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala did not will for them to fight. But they willed to fight, ومشيئتهم their will غلبت والعياذ بالله مشيئة الله overcame the will of Allah. تعالى الله عما يقولون. Look at that ضلالة. Look at that misguidance. لا rather as Allah عز وجل said in Surah Al-Baqarة ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا if Allah عز وجل had willed they would have not fought against one another. But Allah does what He wishes. If Allah had willed, they would not have fought against one another. But Allah does what He wishes. The third verse that Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, rahimahullah, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ أُحِلَّتْ It has been made lawful for you, أي أبيحت والخطاب للمؤمنين meaning it's permissible for you and Allah عز وجل is addressing here the believers أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام the beasts of cattle beasts of cattle referring to الإبل camels والبقر cows and sheep الغنم so Allah عز وجل has made all of that lawful for you for the believers إلا and now إلا حرف استثناء there's an exception استثناء من بهيمة الأنعام These are exceptions to what Allah عز وجل has made lawful from the beasts of cattle. والمراد به المذكور في قوله And what is being referred to here is what Allah عز وجل has mentioned in his saying. Meaning there's an exception. What's the exception? حرمت عليكم الميتة إلى آخره The dead animals which are not slaughtered have been forbidden for you. Unlawful for you is the dead animals which have not been slaughtered. You find a dead animal in the street which has not been slaughtered, you can't go and just say, I'm taking it home to cook it. You can't just say, I'm taking it home to cook the animal. Why? It's a dead animal. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ الْمَيْتَ Unlawful for you is the dead animal which is not slaughtered. الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا بِقَلِيلٍ Which comes shortly after the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةَ الْأَنْعَامَ الْآيَةِ The saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ But it is not lawful for you the game you hunt or you kill while in a state of ihram. That's another exception from as it pertains to the beasts of cattle. وَالْمَعْنَى أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةَ الْأَنْعَامِ كُلُّهَا إِلَّا مَا كَانَ مِنْهَا وَحْشِيًا فَإِنُّهُ صَيْدٌ لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ فِي حَالِ الْإِحْرَامِ فَقَوْلُهُ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ فِي مَحَلِّ نَصْبٍ عَلَى الْحَالِ وَالْمُرَادُ بِالْحُرُمِ مَنْ هُوَ مُحْرِمٌ بِحَجٍّ أَوْ عُمْرَةٍ أَوْ بِهِمَا نعم So the meaning here is that the beasts of cattle have been made lawful for you except that which is wild as this is game for you that is not lawful. You can't hunt, you cannot kill these animals while you are in a state of ihram meaning while you are in a state of ihram for hajj or umrah or the both of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ Verily Allah commands with that which He wishes. مِنَ التَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْرِيمِ لَا اعْتِرَادَ عَلِيمِ As it pertains to declaring things lawful, as it relates to declaring things forbidden, and none can object to his judgment. فَشَاهِدْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ The reason why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned these verses أَنَّ فِيهِمَا إِثْبَاتُ الْمَشِيئَةِ وَالْقُوَّةِ وَالْحُكْمِ وَالْإِرَادَةِ صِفَاتٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى مَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ The point why Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned these verses is that it they contain an affirmation of will, strength, judgment, and wish for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's attributes as befitting His Majesty. So they are the three ayat that were mentioned there. Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Baqarah, and Surah Al-Ma'idah. The fourth ayah that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, and after this, Ikhwan, Alhamdulillah, Shaykh al-Fawzan yufassilu tafsilan jameelan. He gives a beautiful explanation for the al-irada and the different types of al-irada. Naam. The fourth ayah is Surah Al-An'am, verse 125. The fourth ayah is Surah Al-An'am, verse 125. And that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدَ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Whomsoever Allah wishes to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us firm upon the religion of Islam. And whomsoever Allah wishes to send astray, he makes his breast constricted and closed, as if he is climbing up to the sky. We'll explain this ayah. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal wishes to send astray, he makes his breast constricted and closed as if he is climbing up to the sky. First, I'm going to ask a Nahu question. Why is it yurid? What is the word yurid? What's the origin? Yurid. Faman yurid. Yuridu. The origin is yuridu. But why is it yurid here? Faman yurid illahu. An yahdiyahu yashrah sadru lil Islam. Mahmood. Why? Now, man here, ismu shart jazim. This word, man here, man, is ismu shart jazim. Is a conditional noun. Yurid is majzum. Abdul Majid, alamatu jazmihi. How do you know it's majzum here? Faman yuridillahu. So it's yuridillahu. Inshallah, Mustafa is starting book 2 next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazahallahu khairan. And he's going to start from the beginning again. Shakarallahu lahu.
It's majzum, but due to it, now you do itikaf, you
have to take a kasr. So where's the ya? We said the origin is yuridu.
The ya is dropped because la yajuz
itikaf. Naam, la yajuz itikaf sakinain. So look, ikhwan, look how beautiful the Arabic language is. With these rules, you can understand why the word, the origin with the word was yuridu. But if you understand the basic principles of nahu, you know why it's become yuridillah. Why? Because one is majzum. Majzum, the end of it would take a sukoon. The problem is that you would have the ya with the sukoon and you would have the dal with the sukoon. La yujuz iltiqa' al-sakinin. It's not allowed to have two sukoons together in the Arabic language. Therefore, you take out the harf illah, the weak letter, which is the ya. So it becomes yurid. Faman yurid Allah. Again here, look. Yurid Allah, again you would have iltiqa al-sakinain. So therefore, it becomes a kasra upon the dal. So you know, that's why again, importance of Nahu Arabic grammar, you understand why. Remember, ikhwan, originally the Quran didn't have any vowels. There were no harakat. So, ikhwan, but look, qawa'id, principles of nahu, you understand. Remember, as I said, originally, even sometimes, now sometimes in the Quran, mashallah, because don't forget, the principles of nahu, they were derived based upon the Quran and the sunnah and the classical Arabic language of the Arab. But many times, even when you're praying behind someone, if you understand the principles of the Arabic language, sometimes you can see when they make a mistake. Remember, when the Quran, when it was first written, there was no vowels, as we see it today in the Mus'haf. Imagine that, reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla with no vowels. Why? Because the Arab, even the non-Arab who embraced Islam, it was natural for them. They were strong in Arabic grammar. Not like today where you go to one, maybe land, Egypt, you have to learn two languages, classical Arabic and Amir slang. So again, Ikhwan, that's an encouragement for us to get in the Arabic classes. This stuff is not difficult. If Allah makes it easy, it is easy. And like Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, now the beginning may be challenging, but once you get into it, alhamdulillah, it becomes easier and easier as you go along. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهَدِيَهُ Whomsoever Allah wishes to guide. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, "Man shaa," meaning, "Man shaa Allah subhanahu أَنْ يُوَفِّقَهُ يَجْعَلُ قَلْبَهُ قَابِلًا لِلْخَيْرِ." Meaning, whomsoever Allah wishes to grant success, whoever Allah wills to grant success, He makes their heart accept good. He makes their heart open to accepting good. يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Again, يَشْرَحْ مَجْزُومٌ بِجَوَابِ شَرْطٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal opens his breast or his chest to Islam. As Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the meaning here, يُوَسِّعُ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْحَقِّ الَّذِي هُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ حَتَّى يَقْبَلُهُ بِصَدْرٍ مُنْشَرِحٍ. Allah expands his chest or his breast to the truth, which is Islam, until they accept it and they are happy and they are content to do so. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal wishes to misguide, أي وَمَنْ شَاءَ سُبْحَانَ أَن يَصْرِفُهُ عَنْ قَبُولِ الْحَقِّ Whomsoever Allah wishes to turn away from accepting the truth, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيَّقًا أي لَا يَتَّسِعْ لِقَبُولِ الْحَقِّ Allah Azza wa Jal makes their chest or their breasts constricted. Meaning what? Meaning that it does not expand enough for the truth to enter, for the truth to be accepted. حَرَجًا أي شديد الضيق فَلَا يَبْقَى فِيهِ مَنْفَذٌ لِلْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ تَأْكِيدٌ لِمَعْنَ ضَيِّقًا Whomsoever Allah wishes to send astray, He makes his breast constricted and closed. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, closed meaning extremely narrow, so no entrance or access remains for the truth to enter and penetrate. It is closed. There's no manfad. There's no access point for the truth to enter their heart. So therefore they rejected wal'iyadu billah. And that's emphasis for the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, ضيقًا, constricted. So the statement closed is emphasis for the statement ضيقًا, constricted. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ What's the origin of the word يَصَّعَّدُ? What's the origin of this word? What's the origin of it? Nasir. تفضل. لكن هنا لا يعني أنت تقصد يعني لكن الكلمة يصعد على أي وزن اجلس The origin of Shaykh al-Fawzani said أصله يتصعد The origin is يتصعد But it's permissible Remember we've spoken about it before to sometimes take out the ta نعم and there are other examples in the Quran for that أي كأنما تكلف ما لا يطيق مرة بعد مرة كما يتكلف من يريد السعود إلى السماء شبه الكافر في ثقل الإيمان عليه بمن يتكلف ما لا يطيقه كالسعود في السماء So Shaykh al-Fawzan explains this meaning نعم as if he is climbing or ascending up to the sky he said this individual He is burdened with something that he is incapable of. He is never going to be able to do it over and over again. As the one who wants to climb or ascend to the sky is incapable to ascend to the sky. Can somebody ascend? Can somebody go outside and say, I'm going to, you know, ascend to the sky? They can't do it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, الشاهد من الآية الشاهد من الآية الكريمة أن فيها إثبات الإرادة لله سبحانه وأنها شاملة للهداية والإضلال. Again, this verse, the reason why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned it is that it contains affirmation of al-irada, wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the irada of Allah azza wa jal, it includes guiding and misguiding. Meaning, Allah azza wa jal, He wishes to guide some, and He wishes to misguide others. كَوْنًا وَقَدَرًا لِحِكْمَةٍ بَالِغًا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He decrees this to occur within the creation due to His infinite wisdom. As when we talk about al-irada, ikhwan, al-irada al-rabbaniya naw'an. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, al-irada al-rabbaniya naw'an. The divine will of Allah, the divine wish of Allah is of two types. An-naw' al-awwal, the first, iradatun kawniyatun qadariyatun wa hadhi muradifa lil-mashi'ah. The first is that which you may see translated as the universal decreed will of Allah. The universal decreed will of Allah. And this is synonymous to Mashi'a. Mashi'a and Irada Kawniya, they are two different words to mean the same thing. So when you say Mashi'a, it means what? Al-Irada Al-Kawniya. And when you say Al-Irada Al-Kawniya, it is referring to, it is meaning al-mashi'ah, synonymous terms. Two words to mean the same thing. The Shaykh inshallah later will explain what they mean, and I think it's beneficial now to mention it, wallahu a'lam, to clarify. He said, al-farqu bayna al-iradatayn. The difference between the first type of al-irada, which is irada kawniya qadariya, the universal decreed will of Allah, and the second type, which is irada diniya shar'iyya, the religious, legislative will of Allah, the religious, legislative will of Allah. The difference between the two of them, the first difference is what? Al-iradat al-kawniya, the universal will of Allah, قَدْ يُحِبَّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهَا وَقَلَّا يُحِبُّهَا وَلَا يَرْضَاهَا. As for the universal will of Allah, then Allah may love this thing, and then Allah may love it and be pleased with it, and He may not love it and He may not be pleased with it. So again, as for the inshallah, the examples will make it clear. As for the universal will of Allah, then Allah may love it and be pleased with it, and He may not love it and may not be pleased with it. As for the religious will of Allah Azza wa Jal, the religious legislative will of Allah, لَا بُدَّ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهَا وَيَرْضَاهَا. Then definitely Allah loves it and is pleased with it. فَاللَّهُ أَرَادَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ كَوْنًا وَلَا يَرْضَاهَا شَرْعًا. So Allah Azza wa Jal has willed for disobedience to occur. When we see ma'asiyah, did Allah will for it to happen? Allah will for it to happen. But He is not pleased with it legislatively. So Allah willed for it to happen, but He's not pleased with it legislatively. And an example, ikhwan, of the first, irada kawniya qadariya, which the Shaykh, he said, is muradifa lil mashi'ah, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, and when we decide to destroy a town, we send a definite order to those among them who are given to them good things of this life, then they transgress therein. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً. And when we decide, and when we wish to destroy a town, that's an example of the universal will of Allah Azza wa Jal. The universal decreed will of Allah. Another example. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. But when Allah wishes to punish a people, there can be no turning back to it. Likewise, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرُهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. Whomsoever Allah wishes to send astray, He makes his breast constricted and closed. So these are examples, as the Shaykh, he said, of irada kawniya qadariya. Naam, so the first he mentioned was the ayah in Surah Al-Isra, verse 16. The second was Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 11. And the third was the ayah that he mentioned here, Surah Al-An'am 125. Now, the second being again, but when Allah wishes to punish a people, there can be no turning back of it. It cannot be repelled. So for example, فَاللَّهُ أَرَادَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. كونا ولا يرضاها شرعا. Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى, He willed for disobedience to take place universally as it pertains to the creation. But He is not pleased with it legislatively. Did Allah will for disobedience to take place? Yes. Does He love it? No. So which will is it? Universal. The universal decreed will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The universal decreed will of Allah. The second difference, Ikhwan, that the Shaykh Al-Fawzani mentions, Al-Irada Al-Kawniya Maqsooda Li-Ghayriha. The universal will or wish is intended for other reasons. For example, he gives an example. كَخَلْقِ إِبْلِيسِ وَسَائِرِ الشُّرُورِ. For example, the creation of Iblis and the other evils. The intent behind these things, لِتَحْسُلُ بِسَبَبِ ذَلِكَ الْمُجَاهَدَ وَالتَّوْبَ وَالِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَحَابِ. So that on account of these things, striving, repentance, seeking forgiveness, and other things which are loved can occur. So they are not these things, Iblis and the evils that we see taking place, they are not intended in and of themselves. Rather, it is so that on account of these things, we can see people striving, we can see people repenting, we can see mother, people make, seeking forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that these things take place. So that people can strive, people can repent, and people can see forgiveness and other things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for al-irada shir'iyya, maqsooda li dhatiha, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, whereas the legislative will of Allah, then it is intended innovative in and of itself. For example, فَاللَّهُ أَرَادَ الطَّاعَ كَوْنًا وَشَرْعًا وَأَحَبَّهَا وَرَضِيَهَا. Allah wished for the servant to perform obedience. And He willed for it universally and legislatively. And He loves it and is pleased with it. The third, al-iradatu al-kawniyya la budda min waqu'iha. The universal will of Allah has to happen. It is a must. The universal will of Allah will definitely happen. It will definitely happen. Wal-iradatu al-shar'iyya la yalzamu waqu'uha faqad taqa'u waqad la taqa'u. As for the legislative will, it may occur and it may not occur. The legislative will of Allah may occur and may not occur. Tanbih, the Shaykh said. Note. And an example is, Ikhwan, of the legislative will. The Shaykh, he gives examples. He mentions a number of ayat. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Ma yuridu Allahu liyaj'ala alaykum min haraj, walakin yuridu litahhirakum. He mentions a number of verses. Tanbihun, note. تجتمع الإرادتان الكونية والشرعية في حق المخلص المطيع وتنفرد الإرادة الكونية في حق العاصي. The two worlds, the universal and legislative will, they are both together in the case of the sincere obedient person. Who can explain that to me? من يشرح ذلك? The legislative and the universal will of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are both present together in the case of the sincere, obedient person.
Because the qawliya is that which is in the lauh mahfuz, so it must yani come into decree.
Now, so qawniya, remember we said the universal will, it must happen. So that's qawniya. The fact that this individual, he is fearing Allah, he is sincere to Allah, that is the universal will. Why? Because it happened. طيب.
And yani Allah legislate for this obedient person
Now, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated for the individual to be sincere and for him to be obedient, and he loves it and is pleased with it. Is that clear so far? Okay, my question. The disobedient person, the disobedient kafir, what will is present here? You have an individual, he is a disobedient disbeliever. Allah willed for him to be a disobedient disbeliever. Which will? Universal or legislative? No one screaming out. Fadl.
Universal.
Why universal?
Allah willed it to happen, even though he's disobedient.
What do we say? Universal, لا بد من وقوعها. It has to happen. So the fact that it happened, that this individual, this disbeliever, he disobeys, is disobedient to Allah, that's the universal will of Allah, because it happened. Is that clear? طيب. Why do we say that here, the legislative will of Allah Azza wa Jal is not applicable to this individual? Muhammad.
Because it's not that which Allah is pleased with.
Yes, because Allah does not love it, nor is He pleased with it. Is that clear, Ikhwan, so far? Na'am. So the Shaykh said, Tanbih. Tajtami al-iradatan. The two worlds, universal and legislative will of Allah, come together in the case of the sincere, obedient person. And the universal will is singular and alone in the case of the sinner. And that is because, Ikhwan, as we said, al-irada fi al-nusus ala qismin. When we see irada in the text, the wish of Allah, and again, as we said, the meaning is close. Some people say you just use will and they keep it as will of Allah, is of two types. Kawniya qadariya, universal decree. And again, this is muwafiqa lil-mashi'ah. And the second is shar'iyya, diniya, religious and legislative. فَأَرَادَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ شَرْعًا عِبَادَتُهُ Allah Azza wa Jal, He willed for His servants legislatively to worship Him alone. Is that clear to everyone so far? طيب. وَالْعِبَادِ انْقَسَمُوا لِقِسْمَيْنِ The servants are divided into two groups. قِسْمًا أَطَاعُمْ You have a category of servants, they are obedient, they obeyed Allah in this. So therefore, those servants which were obedient, we find what types of irada present here? Muhammad. بس واحدة نعم كونية وشرعية You have servants of Allah أطاعوا They're obedient You find them obedient Therefore Allah willed this فاجتمع فيهم الإرادتان With the universal will And likewise with the legislative will Then you have another group of servants They were disobedient They disobeyed Allah عز وجل فانفردت الكونية فيهم ولا حظ في الشرعية So therefore, as it pertains to them, that is the universal will of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Naam. Is that clear to everyone? Alhamdulillah. Al-Shaykh al-Fawzani said, Tanbihan akhar, another note. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُثْبِتَ الْإِرَادَتَيْنِ The one who does not affirm the two types of irada, universal and legislative. وَيُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَهُمَا The one who does not affirm the two types of will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they do not differentiate between the two of them. فَقَدْ ضَلَّ كَالْجَبَرِيَّ وَالْقَدَرِيَّ Then they surely have gone astray like the Jabariyyah and like the Qadariyyah. The Jabariyyah they say, man is compelled, he doesn't have any choice. The Qadariyyah they say, things occur without Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decreeing them wal'iyadu billah. The Jabariya athbatu al-irada al-kawniya faqad. The Jabariya only affirm the universal will. The Jabariya only affirm the universal will. The Qadariya, they only affirm the irada shar'iyya, the legislative will only. Faqad wa ahl sunnah, the people of the sunnah, athbatu al-iradatayn wa farraqu baynahuma. As for the people of the Sunnah, they affirm the legislative will of Allah and the universal will of Allah and they differentiate between the two of them. That's clear?